Welcome to Local Gov Matters, the podcast that talks about the latest issues facing Wisconsin. In this podcast, we discuss what's happening at the state capitol and in counties around the state. You'll hear from state elected officials, county leaders, and other experts and advocates. We'll provide the local impact of state legislation and insights into how county government works and how it impacts you. It's the background, the stories, and even some insider baseball that will help you frame the issues and make it worth your listen. So whether you're sitting at your desk, driving in your car, or enjoying your morning coffee, we're thrilled you joined us. Let's get started. Welcome to Local Gov Matters, the podcast of the Wisconsin Counties Association. I'm Michelle Gormican-Thompson, Communications Consultant with the Wisconsin Counties Association.
And I am Mark O'Connell, President and CEO of the Wisconsin Counties Association.
Mark, our guest today is a nationally recognized thought leader on the topic of
leadership. And if there is an individual that knows more about leadership or has helped more people in this country become great leaders, I would really like to know who that is. We have the best in the nation with us here right now.
And we are very excited about that. He is here today to discuss the current state of affairs in the workplace, from workforce declines to remote workers, what makes for effective leaders and challenges faced along the way, from the C-suite to frontline employees to leaders.
So we have with us Dr. Tim Rischulte. Dr. Rischulte, good to see you again and or hear from you again. And thank you so much for being part of our podcast. We have such a high regard for you. I guess let's start it off. You created this thing called the Professional Development Academy, and you have this high-performance leadership coursework that you've taught and created. How did this thing come about, and who are some of the important players that made it what it is today?
Well, thank you for having me on the podcast. I really appreciate it. It's great to be with you both and broadcasting across Wisconsin. The Professional Development Academy came together in 2014, and it really generated from a group of individuals who were really interested in making existing leaders better and emerging leaders ready to address the big pressing issues that we face then and that we still face today. And the groups that came together at that time were executives from across the country. It was actually led by General Colin Powell. At that time, he had recently written his book, It Worked for Me in Life and Leadership. He had documented, detailed 13 rules of leadership that helped him not only through his military career, but beyond that, as he served through as Secretary of State and other aspects of government, as well as serving on boards of organizations that are small nonprofits as well as very large for-profit institutions. At the time, I was serving as Chief Learning Officer at the state of Oregon, and General Powell, through mutual friend, connected us. We had this idea to make existing leaders better, and we sensed the need to build a new product, a new training program, a new experience for leaders. And we gathered insights from over 3,000 executives across the country. And from those insights, we built what is now known as the Professional Development Academy. We've been doing it now for 10 years. We have thousands and thousands and thousands of graduates every year through our program, and a large number of them out of the great state of Wisconsin.
Colin Powell recently passed away, very, very sad. I think widely regarded as one of the greatest leaders this country has ever seen. I had the opportunity to go through the course when Colin Powell was alive. And I guess I had the very good fortune in our graduation ceremony. You had picked out a couple of graduates, me, to speak with Colin Powell. And that was a really, really special experience. You know, Dr. Rischulte, I have a good friend, David Walker. He was the former Comptroller General of the United States of America, worked on both sides of the aisle. He has often said we have four deficits in this country. We have a budget deficit, we have a federal deficit, we have a trade deficit, and then we have the greatest deficit of all, and that is a deficit in leadership. He wasn't talking about one political party or another. He wasn't talking about one particular time period. He was talking in general. We have a deficit in leadership. Would you agree with that statement? And if so, why? I mean, years ago, I could rattle off, you know, leaders of in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s that were true leaders, visionaries. And do we not have that today? Is the public not allowing people to be a leader? Are we so self-gratifying and immediate gratification that we can't let ourselves get visionary? What do you think the challenges are?
I think there are a number of challenges, but to answer your first question about a deficit, I think there is a deficit. I think General Powell saw that deficit and others as well, and that's why this program exists. We're trying to close that gap of leadership today, and it is an ongoing effort. I think it exists for a number of reasons. Organizations, through our research, what we found is organizations really do a great job with helping the highest level of executives become better, you know, more attuned to the irreversible trends that are happening. How do we prepare for those trends? How do we think about our work, our workforce, and our workplace relative to those trends? But those are just the highest level individuals. And then we've got kind of the early stage supervisors, if you will, those that are kind of just coming into the role of leading people. And organizations can do a pretty good job. They do a pretty good job with getting those folks prepared, you know, understanding what it means to be a supervisor for the first time. And there is what we came to find out through our research, and we continue to see it today, what's referred to as this mass in the middle, this group of individuals that are kind of, you know, frontline leaders, middle-level managers, even upper-level organizational leaders, but not at the highest ranks. That mass in the middle are the ones that are managing the most people, managing the biggest budget, responsible for the biggest programs, initiatives, and organizational change efforts to provide value to the customers that these organizations serve. And those are the ones that struggle. The best programs that we've ever seen are one-on-one mentoring programs. Like if you can imagine getting, you know, one-on-one mentorship from General Powell, that's pretty significant. That doesn't scale very well. And General Powell recognized that, as did others. And we recognize the need to have second best, if you will. If we can't have virtual or mentoring from General Powell, let's have virtual mentoring from him as well as all the others. That's what we've done with this program. It was one of his requirements from the very beginning. This program's got to be online. We have to leverage technology to make it work, to make it scale appropriately. We have to transfer the wisdom, insights, know-how, the experience from those that have that experience the most to those that need it the most, that mass in the middle. We can best do that through video form of content, and then wrap around that professional leadership coaching support along the way to try to close that deficit. And that's what we've been doing. And we've graduated almost 4,000 people this year. And next year, our goal is that we're going to have 10,000 people go through this program. And we're growing year over year, every year, trying to make those existing leaders better and emerging leaders ready to address the big problems that we face every day.
You know, Dr. Ricciolti, it's often said when a person goes to law school, you don't necessarily learn the law. You learn how to think so you can be a great attorney. This course, which is not easy, it's hard work and effort. What I have found, and when I've talked to colleagues that have gone through this, you're teaching people how to think like a leader. Of course, you gain skills, talents, and abilities, but leadership is a mindset. And what this course imparts to you is how to acquire that mindset. And there are many tools along the way, but that's what I found incredibly, I guess, gratifying. And the way I would describe it, and maybe I'll use an example in Wisconsin. We had a governor years ago, Governor Tommy Thompson, then he went on to serve as Human Services Secretary. But I recall, and I worked for him back in the 80s, the thing that he had was describing a future, a paradise, a nirvana, and laying it out in some detail, and then reaching his hand out and saying, it is going to be a rocky road to get there, but take my hand, this is where we are going. And you believed in it, and you can't, it's not a transactional thing. That's a leadership quality that it's really hard to teach, and I'm not sure who taught him, but he had that mindset that's sort of the it. And that's what, in my opinion, that's what the Professional Leadership Academy, Development Academy in the leadership course, that is what you are doing. You're providing people with the it. And just based on that, I have great optimism for the people that have gone through this course in being the solution people to the challenges that society is facing almost on a daily basis.
Well, we certainly appreciate that. Thank you so much. We had heard from a number of graduates as well as our supervising managers that this program is certainly not the run-of-the-mill training program that you think about when you think about leadership training. It is unique. It is different. And we do really focus on the application-ready lessons, focused on and having a bias toward action for leaders, not the theoretical models of leadership, not what a leadership role means, but how do you actually show up every day and engage in that. There are two questions that run through our program, and those questions are, what will I do with the world as I find it? And what shows up when I do? Those are both leadership questions. Those are both coaching questions, and they're very much focused on action. And as you mentioned, you know, the thing that we want to make sure that we help leaders with is, how do I actually think about change? Because at the core essence of anyone serving as a leader, that's what the leader does. The leader brings about an aspect of change. And whether it is through a means of crisis, we've all recently, over the last several years, been through a series of crises, you know, pandemic being maybe, you know, in our forefront, but many, many other areas of crisis as well, that leaders needed to step up and address the situation, stabilize the organization, reestablish a sense of inclusion and belonging, a sense of understanding the purpose that I have as an employee relative to and aligned to the goals of our organizations and serving the communities and customers that we have. And that role is really hard. Back to your earlier question, is there a gap? Is there a void? Is there a need for more and more leaders? There is. And I think part of the reason is trying to navigate change is really, really hard. And what we try to bring about through our academy is, leaders do that the way in which you just expressed how Tommy does it. You know, how do we think about our current state? How do we build a level of understanding in our current state that we can be better? We can get better. We can do better. We've got this dissatisfaction in the current state. But that alone isn't enough. You have to have that vision of what the future looks like. And that alone isn't enough either, because while the vision might be compelling, individuals within the organization want to understand the path to get there. And often that path is the hard path. It's a path of change and transition and transformation. And so there has to be a plan, those early steps, those first steps, where people can see momentum building, that we are accomplishing that. So having an understanding that we can be better than what we're currently doing right now, always having that bias toward improvement, having a clarity of vision of where we're going, and then a plan by which we can get there that builds momentum over time, so that you can see where it is you're going, where you've been, and the fact that you are making progress. All those are very important. We help to bring that into play and how to make that real in the program that we have.
We are talking with Dr. Tim Rescholte of the Professional Development Academy. Two quick questions, Tim. I know Michelle wants to jump in here. I'm kind of monopolizing the conversation, but two quick questions. One, is this Professional Development Academy and the leadership course open to anyone? And if so, or even if not, how do I contact you? What is your website? How would I get in touch with you and your team?
It is open to anyone. We have designed the program specifically for that mass in the middle. So frontline leaders, absolutely. Mid-level managers, certainly. Up-and-coming higher-level leaders within organizations get a huge amount of benefit in this. We've also had CEOs and executives at that level, executive directors and others, go through our program and absolutely love it. But it has been designed for that mass in the middle. Everyone can learn more information on our website at pdaleadership.com that has various programs, because we do have the high-performance program. We've got some others as well. And we do focus on that mass in the middle predominantly. But we've had all levels of individuals, elected officials as well from government, really enjoy our program, and for-profit, large, multinational conglomerate organizations. We've delivered our program in over 48 countries around the world. And so it is really for anyone that is a leader, currently leading individuals, teams, projects, and making organizations better in serving their customers.
We likely have some people listening to this podcast right now saying, wait a minute, I might be a private sector entity or a 501c3 of some sort. I wonder if they can put together a special program for me. If I go to pdaleadership.com, I can get in touch with you and could we have a chat about a specialized program?
Absolutely. We have done that for organizations as well. Organizations that want to have some personalization or customization added to our program, we absolutely can do that. Our program is very flexible. It's run off of our proprietary learning management system. And so we can easily adopt and adapt to the needs of customers, whether it's additional content, modified content, or specific groups of individuals that go through our program, cohorts of individuals that go through our program. It is flexible in that way, as well as for the organizations that have one or two or five or 10 people that they want to put through the program. It works that way as well.
So, Dr. Tim, when you talk about, you know, we talk about the mass in the middle, we talk about C-suite and frontline folks, do you think everybody in their place of employment has some responsibility to engage in leadership in some way, either as their own personal leadership, their interaction with their colleagues? What are your thoughts on that?
I do. I think everyone is a leader some of the time. We're also all followers all the time. You know, we're always following someone else. And so we have to understand how do we lead up, but then we also have to at least lead ourselves. And we probably are involved in organizations where people look to us as the subject matter expert in any given topic. I might be an HR generalist within an organization. Depending on whatever the topic is that's going on, people might look to me as the leader of that topic, even though I'm a generalist within HR. The same thing if I'm an accountant. I may not be the chief financial officer of the organization, but people might look to me for the subject matter expertise that I have in any given topic. So I completely agree with that sentiment, Michelle, that we are all leaders some of the time. And therefore, we need to kind of think about that. What is our personal and professional brand? You know, that gets defined not by us. It gets defined through our actions by other people and how they observe us and how we work with them and how they work with us over a period of time. So yes, I believe we're all leaders some of the time within the organizations and communities in which we participate.
We are going to take a quick break. This is Local Gov Matters, the podcast of the Wisconsin Counties Association. We are here today with Dr. Tim Rischulte of the Professional Development Academy. We're discussing leadership and what it means in the workplace. So please stay with us. And when we return, we're going to discuss what other important topics that the Professional Development Academy is addressing.
The Wisconsin Counties Association represents Wisconsin's 72 counties at both the state and federal level. Learn more about how counties impact your community at wicounties.org.
Welcome back to Local Gov Matters, the podcast for the Wisconsin Counties Association. We are here today, Michelle Thompson and Mark O'Connell of the Wisconsin Counties Association, talking with Dr. Tim Rischulte, the leader of the Professional Development Academy, talking about leadership. And leadership has its challenges today. There are things happening in society, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity issues, lack of demographics of anyone who can do a job, so people being promoted beyond their ability. Lots of challenges in the workplace today, but we're going to touch upon some of those right now.
Yep. We have a leader's leader with us today, Mark. So Dr. Rischulte, thank you again for being here. We appreciate it. So an integral part of leadership being effective is identifying trends and looking ahead. Can you discuss what are some of the key leadership issues right now and how are they impacting what is happening in the workplace?
Yeah, that is one of the challenges for sure for leaders everywhere, regardless of industry or organization. Sometimes we get so busy working on the issues right in front of us that we don't consciously, intentionally, and with a lot of foresight kind of step back to think about what's going on. What are the trends? What are those irreversible trends that we need to be preparing for in the future? And there are quite a bit of them. You know, we talked a little bit about change earlier in this podcast and the challenge that has for leaders. You know, some of the change and challenges that we see right now are based on trends that are affecting the workforce. COVID is still affecting the workforce. you know, COVID had some organizations completely shut down and moved completely in a work from home environment. Others were kind of stuck in the middle because they provided services where people could not work from home. Just the nature of the services, they had to be in the office. You think about some healthcare workers and other public safety workers, which created a unique aspect of their workforce and situation. Layer on top of that, the fast changing technologies, you know, artificial intelligence was just mentioned. That is one of the emerging technologies that has been emerging for a number of years, but has really came to the forefront here this year with certain technologies such as ChatGPT and other forms of generative AI, and what that means currently to our organizations and the way in which we think about our work, and what that's going to mean for next year and the year after that and year after that. And there are a number of others too. You think about the moving technology and the way in which we're leveraging technology, whether it's from home or in the office, to provide service to our customers. Any net new technology that we introduce also introduces net new risks to the company. You know, we think about cyber risks that we face. We don't have to go very far from a news station, whether that news station is online or on television or on our phone feed somewhere, where we hear about some hack and ransomware taking place, affecting organizations and disrupting the way in which they go about their work and causing a significant amount of challenge for those leaders and employees and customers of those organizations. And so there are a lot. Some of the trends that we see, there's new and emerging accommodations that are coming from an employee side. There are new demands and expectations coming from customers. There are new advancing and emerging technologies that need to be considered relative to the way in which we go about our work. And then there's all the implications associated with that. Like, we could, again, think about technology, but then there's an implication of cybersecurity, and are we prepared? We can think about the workforce and consider not only what we're doing today, but what's the talent and skill level that I need 5 years from now? And how do I best prepare for that through means of professional development and other types of training? So there's some core trends, and then there's multiple implications within each one of those trends as well. It's pretty complex, and it's a leader's job to try to shoulder some of that challenge, overcome that challenge, and understand the path forward.
Dr. Rischelte, we talk about personal brand, in your personal brand, and there's so much change going on. You've discussed today. We all see it every day in the workplace. What can they do to make the most of their personal brand? And why is it something that aligns with the idea of leadership?
Well, I think personal brand is, as we've discussed in this podcast, it's not what we define, but it's how others define us. And if we have that in mind, if we have that in our thoughts as we go about our days, we can think about how we show up. You know, are we showing up in a highly collaborative way? Are we showing up to solve problems or create problems or get in the way of people that are solving problems or trying to solve problems? You know, how we show up really matters. And one of the best ways that I have found and the research that I have done and what we integrate into our products involves is communication. And perhaps one of, you know, perhaps the best tool, the most powerful tool that a leader has is communication. And within communication, perhaps the best tool that we have to think about our personal brand is feedback. And if we can get into a position where we're constantly asking for feedback, I remember one of the individuals that is in the program providing video insights and perspectives. Her name is Cheryl Smith, been a CIO for some major organizations. I remember asking her one day, you know, Cheryl, how did you get to the point of being the highest level of IT person, professional in these organizations? Without thinking twice about it, it was feedback. She would constantly ask those that she's working with, what am I doing that you want me to continue to do? What am I doing that you want me to stop doing? And what am I doing that you want me to do more of? And that really opened up, through that mechanism of feedback, channels of increased trust, increased respect, and from that, better communication, better alignment of resources, and better follow-up and follow-through of the work that needed to be done within that company. So brand is really important because it is how people think of you. We all know those situations where we're getting ready to go into a tough meeting, and we walk into the meeting, we're getting ready for it, and we see somebody come through the door, and we feel great that that person's there because they're going to help lead the meeting, help guide the meeting, help make that meeting successful. We also know the opposite's true. When we see certain people come through that door, we're like, oh, wow, it's that person again. And we know that person too. we have a sense that that person's going to be a roadblock, be a disruption, be a naysayer, you know, not contribute to the support of the goals that are trying to be achieved. And therefore, that is the brand that becomes so important. Being mindful about that helps us better to understand what will show up when we do. You know, we've got a saying throughout our academy, you bring the weather. And it's like, so being mindful about what kind of weather are you going to bring? And that's just a quick saying, a quick phrase that can kind of, you know, get us in the right mindset to deliver the best possible solutions and have the best brand possible.
I think one of the most effective parts of the coursework was the directive that each graduate develop their own set of leadership rules. And I would encourage people listening to the podcast, look up online Colin Powell's 13 Rules of Leadership. And then if you have the good fortune to go through the Professional Development Academy leadership course, you will end up developing your own rules. And if you abide by them, that will dictate what your personal brand is. And I would also suggest to our listeners that if you abide by your own personal set of leadership rules, learned and cultivated in the Professional Development Academy, your life will be very, very different in a very positive way.
So, Mark, do you know your leadership rules? Are you willing to share those with us?
I know all 11 of my rules. I'll tell you two very quick ones. One, it costs you nothing to be nice. But so many people don't follow that. It's like they're only happy if they're not nice to someone. Costs you nothing. No political capital, no mental capital, no emotional capital, no financial capital. Costs you nothing. So why not? And then my favorite rule, my rule number 11, always, always, always give money to street musicians. Why? Because they are bearing their soul for what? A dollar? A quarter? Yeah. They're essentially giving you everything that they have and saying to the world, go ahead, judge me. I will give you everything I have. And if we judge them favorably, what, they get a dollar from us? I would take 100 street musician mentality people giving me everything they have every single day, everything they have within them, than perhaps one genius who gives me 10%.
Absolutely. I, too, am a graduate of the Leadership Academy. I did not meet General Powell, but that's okay. I have one or two of mine to share, and Dr. Tim, hopefully you can share one or two of yours. Give credit for the big things, but especially for the small things. Be a positive force and bring people along for the ride. And my father taught me this one, be honest every single time.
I think all of those are great. And to add a couple of mine, and I'll share a couple from General Powell as well. I think leadership is all about people serving people. And I think that's a good reminder. You know, we get stuck in strategies and budgets and forecasts and these kind of things. At the end of the day, the success of our work comes down to our ability to of people serving people. And another one is, you know, an aspect of continual improvement, continual learning, and that comes from a book title, What Got You Here Won't Get You There, from Dr. Marshall Goldsmith. I think that's a great reminder for all of us that there's always learning to take place, especially because of the amount of change that's happening. We always have to learn to get better. What got you here won't get you there. General Powell has 13 rules, as we've already talked about. And two of my favorite among General Powell's rules is his rule number 13. His last one is perpetual optimism is a force multiplier. And I think that is just having a sense that, you know, even though we are focused in facing big challenges, you know, we have to be optimistic. We have to be mindful of what we can get done together. And it dovetails and ties in directly to another one of his rules. It can be done. I think having those two things in mind is a mindset. It's just a constant reminder of how powerful mindset can be. Sometimes we're defeated before we even start. And having those two rules in mind, it's not that you forget them as a leader. You know that they're true. But having them written down just as a simple reminder, as a reflection before you go into that tough meeting, before you go into that budget negotiation, before you launch that next product, you know, when you're thinking about the new market you're going to go into, just having some quick references as reminders, because there's so much going on in our lives these days, especially as leaders. We need those little reminders from time to time just to make sure that we are maximizing our personal and professional brand, and that we're constantly building it by how we show up every day. So those are a couple of rules as well that I think are quite powerful.
You have been listening to Local Gov Matters, the podcast of the Wisconsin Counties Association. Thank you, Dr. Tim Rischulte of the Professional Development Academy, for your time today, your incredible perspective on these very important issues.
And your leadership.
And your leadership. All links mentioned in this podcast can be found in the show notes. We encourage you to visit pdaleadership.com for more information. As always, find Local Gov Matters on your favorite podcast streaming service, from Apple Music to Spotify to Podbean to Stitcher. You can also link to our podcast from the WCA website at wicounties.org. And as always, we encourage you to reach out to us with any topics or guests you would like to see. Thank you so much, and we will catch you next time on
Local Gov Matters.